and I've lived by that dictum ever since.
He's held true to form ever since.
Yeah, so you've had turnip greens, huh?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, I love them now.
Yeah. Well, I love them too. And when I was growing up, there weren't many things I didn't eat. There's a squirrel going across the road. Go ahead and go one way or the other.
Thank you for letting him go.
I didn't eat tomatoes, which I now love. Almost everything.
We're not fond of liver.
We're not fond of liver.
You're in my club.
See, I love liver.
You can have that stuff.
But now, as a consequence, though, of Albert's doing that, I will say this, that my son, since Grandpa has been in his life, he's made him try a lot of different things, and now Josh was just very adventurous with fishing.
So I'm going straight, anything. Right, left?
Stick right.
Yeah,
stick
it's right. Really, it really is a great thing. Buford
Drive. Yeah, this is Buford Drive. Buford Highway is a different road.
Oh, yeah. That's like peach tree this and peach tree that.
Yep.
Oh my lord. There's so many.
How many peach trees are there in Atlanta?
Right,
over
60 something.
No, there's over 700 in Georgia.
No.
Georgia.
Well, maybe in Georgia. I'm talking about in Atlanta.
Oh,
well,
I don't know about that.
I used to love it when I was a kid. People say it's on West Peach Tree. And then they'd go up and down Peach Tree saying, I can't find West Peach Tree. I said, that's because West Peach Tree is the street that's parallel and west of Peach Tree. It's what?
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it is. Of course, I was just checking on population and things. The metropolitan area now is like 5.5 million.
Yeah.
And Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, it was like 600,000.
Grown just a little bit.
That
I'll
might
say.
Be why I don't like going into Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Too many
in Atlanta.
And you're in Atlanta.
I grew up pretty close in.
Straight or right or left.
We're gonna be going excuse me, straight.
Okay.
But my mother grew up here. So she was here in the '20s.
Mm-hmm.
When it was really small.
Where did she live?
Well, she lived on...
Her dad was a housing developer.
Well, not really. He started off down here as owning a car dealership, and that Packard car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't work, and he built a house on top of what used to be Forest Drive. It's now McGill Boulevard, I think. And it's the highest point in Atlanta. It's the highest point in Atlanta. Atlanta has you go out Peachtree toward Decatur, and it crosses north... North Avenue crosses there, and used to be a hotel there, and there was the only all-night drugstore in town when I was growing up, the Plaza,
mm-hmm.
And I was a few blocks away from that.
Yeah, I don't know where the Plaza is.
Yeah. And now, I guess, I used to walk from where I lived there over to my aunt's house, and I would go through, what's the name of that place that's now popular, dear?
Would there be any way that we could take a quick right?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Now into
Why?
Walgreens? I want to get him that medicine. It's just we're here. I'm sorry,
no
Michael.
Problem.
But if I could get it
we don't
now,
have any
then
certain time that we
when we go back home, I can give him more because he's only got two more. I'll run in and grab it real fast.
Yeah.
Grandpa, do you need anything?
Nope.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
You have 200 seconds and then we're leaving.
I'm sure I could find a way home, Daddy.
Slip right into that spot there.
That's a good idea.
So, Albert, when did you actually get to Atlanta?
When did I move here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I lived in Atlanta when I was 3 years old.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah, well, my dad had... pneumonia, and as a result he couldn't be a farmer anymore over in Cleburne County, Alabama. You know where Heflin is, I
mm-hmm.
think. And so he could sell things if he didn't have to move around a whole lot.
Yeah.
So he worked in Atlanta and sold, I can't remember what.
Stuff.
Yeah, sold stuff, yeah.
Probably.
So then you went to Atlanta schools?
No, oh no, I was 3 years old.
Well, I know, but how long did you stay in Atlanta?
Oh, okay. We stayed in Atlanta for just a few months, and then we moved to South Carolina. And his health was improving, and he sold door-to-door.
Wow.
Something. And then his health got better, and we moved back to the farm in Alabama.
Oh, is that right? So he kept the farm the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
And then became a farmer again?
Yes.
So you learned farming?
Oh, yes.
Inside and out.
Did I learn farming?
So, well, you were the kid, so you had to help out.
Yes. Well, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I started working in the fields, picking cotton.
Picking cotton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my mama had to do a lot of that.
Cotton picking Albert.
Yep.
So I expect that was not your favorite job.
No, but we stayed on that farm because he owned a 200-acre farm.
Yeah.
And we stayed on the farm.
Until you went to the military?
Until I went in. Well, I went to college and went in the military.
Where'd you go to college?
Auburn.
Oh, of course, I know that. War Eagle, I knew that. Yeah. And so how long were you there before?
And I went to Auburn 1 year, and this is when things were tough, and so I didn't have the money to go to Auburn the second year. And I looked around and said, what do I want to do? And I read an ad that the Army wanted people to do a certain job. And I said, that's right down my alley. And I went down to enlist. And when I got there, I held up my hand and said, I do. And then the recruiter came over, put his finger on me and says, guess where you're going? I said, I don't know, somewhere where they have guns. And he said, nope, you're going to the Air Force, the Army Air Corps. At that time, it was our Air Corps.
Right.
So I sort of jumped up and down angrily, and the recruiting officer came over and said, tough, you've been to college 1 year, and the Air Force gets everybody who's been to college.
Wow.
Wow.
And then I got out. I was in until the end of the war, and got out. And when I got out, I went back to Auburn for 1 year, but I'd had troubles health-wise while I was in the service, and it was bothering me, and so I said local doctors couldn't do anything for me, and as a consequence I said I'd just go back into the Air Force and let them take care of me.
They can figure it out.
And I went back in, and after about a month's time I noticed on the bulletin board that said they were looking for people to become an IBM customer engineer, punch card equipment. And that interested me, and I went down and took a competitive test, and I was one of 25 people that was chosen to become an IBM punch card customer engineer repairing punch card equipment.
There in the military?
Yep.
All right.
And I did that, and computers are coming into use in 1955, and my former commanding officer had gotten out of the service and he'd gone to work for RCA in their attempts to get in computers. And so I wanted to get into computers, and I called up Ed and said, I'd like to get in. He said, yep. Re-enlist, come down to the Pentagon, and you'll take a competitive test, and I'm sure you'll pass it, and you'll be in as a computer programmer.
Wow.
Is that what happened?
And that's exactly what happened. And I worked at the Pentagon then for a number of years. And
did that work keep you at the Pentagon, or were you sent out?
Oh yeah, I got out of the service, and then went to work in the Pentagon, and I finally wound up in charge of a section in the Pentagon.
Wow.
And then in 19...
I'm so sorry. I know I ran above my 200 seconds.
So
I was checking off. And then in
19...
All right, Daddy.
He's telling me, telling us the story right now.
I didn't have it quite.
1970.
I got that stuff.
We've already got that stuff.
We have any more?
Went over to Germany.
I'm sorry, in 70 you went to Germany?
Yeah.
You're still in the military?
Yes. With my wife. And while in Germany, we adopted a son. And he's back over there right now, incidentally, visiting his relatives and other place.
What part of Germany are his relatives?
Near Wiesbaden,
oh,
Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so then...
Straight?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, all the restaurants are about a mile and a half up the road.
Okay, so then how long were you in Germany?
I've spent a total of about, let's see, 9 years in Germany.
Wow. Still doing the same thing?
Yep.
All right. So you sprechen Sie Deutsch? No?
Ambition.
Ambition, okay. okay, so then you came back to the States?
And came back to the States and...
Where were you then?
And I got to stop and think. Came back to the States and...
Did you go back to the farm?
Or back to Washington.
At some point you started teaching in Michigan.
Now, did you go back to the farm and build your mama the bathroom in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're still in the military right now. You're in Germany and...
Well, yeah, but that was a long time before that.
Oh.
And I came back, and then I taught school for 11 years.
Wow.
I've never taken an education course in my life. And... they were looking for an aide in a class, and I volunteered, and the suggestion of my wife went up and passed it, and so that then in that job I worked for a number of years, and when I got tired of that. As you can see, I don't remember things the way I used to.
Well, no, I don't either, for that matter. But, so, when you were doing teaching, what part of the country were you in?
In Michigan.
In Michigan. So, when did you get... get down south. Did you leave from there to go down south, or?
1990. Oh,
okay.
And moved back down to Norcross, Georgia.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Lived with my sister.
Sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
We always enjoyed seeing Carolyn at the reunions and over at her house.
She was amazing.
So you actually retired from the military and from teaching both? From IBM?
Yep. And from the state of Michigan as a school teacher.
You've had quite a varied career.
Yes, I've retired formally, officially 3 times.
Well, I've only done it twice, and I didn't have nearly as long. So when I get up a little further, if we want to go to the Italian place, which way would I go? Left-hand lane or right-hand lane?
They're on both sides of the road. I'm not sure where the Italians are.
Okay. Well, we'll find some. Where are all these people going?
Up to the Mall of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Which is on the other side of this bridge around this turn.
Oh, okay.
But there are so many different places you can eat whatever you
are. Yeah, okay.
Are you guys allergic to anything?
Not allergic to anything. I don't eat liver. That's about it.
Grief. This thing is all backed up.
Look at the cars.
That's what I was saying. I was asking, where are all these people from and where are they going?
Why?
When I lived in California, I used to scuba dive. And I'd leave the house Sunday mornings at 5:30, and I'd drive about 30 miles down the 405 to an area where they had scuba diving boats to leave. And there I am on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock like this on an interstate. I'm going, what is the matter with these people? Where are you going on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's either Easter or there's road construction.
Well, it wasn't either one. It was just I never could figure out why they were stopped. It was no obvious accident. And it was just like this. There's too many people.
Too many cars.
But of course, L.A. has, many millions.
I think it had 16 million.
Something like that,
yeah. We were there, and that we left there.
It kind of depends on how you count it.
Did you guys live there?
Yeah.
We moved.
Transferred out there with the FBI. Both retired out of the L.A. office.
You were in the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my daughter would like to do.
Oh.
Look at the traffic.
How old is your daughter? 26.
Well, this is Sunday.
If you get a chance to zing over the left lane, you'd probably be better off.
Yeah, I just figured that out. And I got a little too close to this guy. I can't really swing too good.
The thing she's interviewing for is a ranger. It's a
park ranger?
Yeah. Well, what exactly is it, Michael? Forest ranger or?
They're all have neat jobs. That's pretty
dumb. Yeah, it was just some kind of park ranger thing she was going for. I'm not sure.
Well, good luck to her, whatever. So you have 2 kids?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. What year is Joshua?
He is a sophomore.
Okay.
But he's technically, he's like a junior. I mean, he'll be going dual enrollment.
Oh, there is an accident.
Oh, Lord.
That's why it's so jacked up. Okay.
If you want to jump back in the right lane.
Oop. What's that? Is it on the right side where you're talking about?
Yeah.
What restaurant?
I don't know the name of it.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, there's an Olive Garden right over here. There's a Red Lobster. There's a Chipotle. There's a couple of steakhouses. There's
Well, I know that this one restaurant has like a back room.
Quiet is the operative.
And that's what I was thinking. I know Tracy works there, and I'm going to tell her, Tracy, we're going to do some recording. Do you mind if we...
So after they tapped you on the shoulder, Albert...
Yeah, get one more time.
Completely over?
No, go straight through the light, and then it's...
So after they tapped you on the shoulder, shouldn't you go into Air Force? Where'd they send you? For training. Remember that? You were a gunner, right?
Went to Maxwell Field.
Probably the Macaroni Grill there.
Oh, well that...
No, is that where we're going?
Well, the thing you're talking about right now, that was later on, and I was... I got overseas, and when we got overseas in September of 1942, I was a mechanic on the B-17.
Mechanic.
Wow. So you must have done some training out at Wendover.
Did and you go to Wendover?
No.
No?
No.
And so the group that I was in, the 306 bum group, and if you saw the movie 12 O'Clock High, that was about my bum group.
Yep.
Yep. It's a darn good movie.
Well, how'd you get trained as a mechanic?
And so...
Did I turn here?
I went...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, the macaroni.
Out at the door.
Yeah, I should have brought the... Actually,
there's a spot right there. Well, that's takeout.
Oh, well,
this one right here.
Right now.
One right here beside us I'm going to take.
Okay.
Okay. That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this
will
be all right, won't it?
Sure.
Yeah, only a few feet, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
I'm going to lower the windows just a bit.
Yeah.